This is the Composer's Datebook for January 20th. I'm John Zeck. In January of 1991, a new symphony had its premiere in Michigan at a concert by the Grand Rapids Symphony conducted by Catherine Comey. The new work was by the American composer David Ott and featured prominent parts for the cello section of the orchestra. The piece was, in fact, conceived and commissioned as a tribute to the orchestra's principal cellist, Robert Madura, who had lost a long battle with leukemia 2 years earlier. Madura had been scheduled to perform Ott's concerto for two cellos with his stand partner in the Grand Rapids Symphony, but after his death, that performance had to be canceled. As composer David Ott recalled, "Catherine Comey told me that between treatments, Bob worked on my piece, and it was what kept him alive. Working for the performance gave him a sense of purpose. I went back to the piano to work, and I couldn't keep away from those words. I realized, as composers, we touch other people with what we do." That was a very powerful thing to come to face with. The Grand Rapids Symphony commissioned Ott to write a symphony in tribute to Madura, and Ott was happy to oblige. I felt a lot of love and affection for him. It seemed to me that the human side of music was important to be expressed here. The Grand Rapids Symphony later recorded the new piece, paired with Ott's Third Symphony, a work they commissioned immediately after their successful premiere of his second. For more on these and all the recordings you hear each day on Composer's Datebook, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is supported by Ancestry.com, an online resource for discovering family histories and growing family trees. Learn more at tryancestry.com. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.